Welcome to the Goosaw Podcast with Miria Cortez. Finally, I've thought of the first topic for the first episode of this podcast, and I chose this phrase or question because even before the pandemic, I saw a lot of tweets talking about this and asking, kailan ba ako magiging enough for them? And I think the problem with this question is that they're always asking, kailan ba ako magiging enough for someone? And I think before asking the question that am I enough for others, we should first ask ourselves, are we enough for ourselves? Because if we keep on looking for people that would affirm us being enough, then at some point, we would keep on looking for characteristics that would make us enough for them, and that would change us. Okay? You are enough. Honey, look at the mirror and tell yourself, babe, you are enough. You are as beautiful as you are, and you have a purpose in life. And stop looking for people that would make you feel that you are enough because you are already. Okay? You are a queen, you are a king. Okay? You have a purpose in this world. And if they don't accept you as you are, then they don't deserve you. They don't deserve your energy, your vibe, okay? If you keep on being enough for others, you will get tired. You will be unhappy with your life. Mapupunta ka sa isang road na nagli-lead for your unhappiness, okay? For your being not contented with yourself because you become the person that you are not. Kaya I think the only advice that I could give you is be authentic, be true to who you are because you are already enough, okay? If you keep on being authentic, being natural, and being who you are, then the right people will come along. Those people that would vibe with you and that would really accept you for who you are would come along, okay? They will love you for who you are and that would make you happy, okay? And I think that is a problem with modern relationships. One or two persons in that relationship isn't being true to themselves. At ang nangyayari is they keep on fulfilling those characteristics that the other person is expecting them to have. That's why at some point they get tired and then, ayun na, nawala na din, wala lang din. Nagkaroon ka lang ng misunderstandings, nagkaroon lang ng pag-aaway, and that isn't good. Kaya, be authentic. Simula pa lang ng relationship, be authentic. Kasi, kapag hindi ka naging totoo, you just wanna impress them, okay? You wanna be part of them. And because of being wanted, you introduced a person that is not you, okay? And they loved the person that is not you. Kaya mo tatanungin, kailan ka ba magiging enough? Hindi ka magiging enough talaga sa kanila because you introduced to them a person that is not you. You introduced to them a person that they want or that they expected you to be, okay? Just for them to accept you. And that would be toxic, okay? Simula pa lang ng relationship, be who you truly are. And then if they didn't accept you for being who you are, then they don't deserve you. You don't deserve that relationship. You don't deserve that negative energy, okay? And the reason why I'm focusing on relationships, being enough for relationships, because it's complicated. We don't know kung saan ba tayo nagkulang, di ba? That's the question following am I enough question. Kailan ba or saan ba tayo nagkulang? And kasi sa school or sa work, we can always tell. Saan ba tayo nagkulang? Okay, may numbers. We can tell, math, lagi naman. Di ba? But kapag sa relationships, may anxiety na, saan ba ako nagkulang? Okay naman dati ha. Okay naman talaga dati. Because nga, you're the person that they wanted before. But now, naging totoo ka, no, naging totoo ka, they stop, you know, they stop wanting to be around with you kasi nagbago ka. Which is, ikaw naman talaga yon. So, stop being enough for them. You're enough already, okay? You just need to realize that. You need to improve yourself. Be enough for yourself. Okay? Just don't change yourself for others. And I think that's the main point. Okay? Be enough for yourself. That's it. Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank BandLab for the recording and also the mix kit for the Adobe templates and the band sound for the music. Thank you very much for listening. It means so much to me. And if you have any questions or you want me to discuss other topics, just, you know, DM me on Twitter or message me on Messenger, Instagram, or anything at WeAwesomeCurtis. And thank you. This means so much to me. See you on the next episode of this podcast. And thank you again very much.